You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
That's where we kick off the show, as we always do, with a sense of market movements that have been taking place throughout the day. I'm joined on the line by independent analyst Terence Hove to take a look at markets and see what we make of them. Terence, lovely having you on the show as always. Thanks so much for taking the time. Markets not doing too much today, I guess, depending on which markets you're looking at. Clearly, the focus is on the all-important Jackson Hole Symposium that kicked off today. We're expecting the main part of the symposium to be tomorrow when the US Fed Chair Kevin Warsh speaks there. Your thoughts around some of the market movements today?
Yeah, I think if we look at the weight, that's, as you mentioned, you know, the focus in the market has turned over to, you know, the Jackson Hole Symposium. And I think, you know, given the roller coaster of you know, just the price action throughout the year to date, you know, a lot of the market participants are going to be looking, you know, into the new US Fed Chair first, you know, symposium speech in terms of even, you know, what the rates outlook is looking like. You know, we still have, you know, a market that is pretty much fragile to the shocks that are coming in, especially from a, you know, inflation concern. So I think, you know, the focus really comes in where it's crucial in terms of getting that underlying interest rate path, you know, in terms of what else, what data they're looking into. And subsequently, after this symposium, you've got that US Fed FOMC, you know, meeting coming up. So it really lines up the importance of this symposium, especially, you know, in the rates markets and, you know, being an underlying pricing factor, you know, in a lot of models and a lot of forecasting, you know, it becomes crucial to really gauge, you know, what the outlook is when we look at 2026, you know, and considering the shocks that are there in the market, you know, as we've seen through oil pricing in, and you know, you've seen that big rally as well coming in within the price of commodities in particular. If you look at how gold has really captured that market sentiment in terms of, you know, how it's for that geopolitical risk, you know, within the market. So the symposium becomes crucial, you know, for the rates market to really price in, you know, what 2026 is looking at, you know, and prior to that FOMC meeting. So it is quite a big one, and you know, the US governor's initial or first meeting at the symposium, Kevin Warsh.
Terence, I know you keep an eye on the Bitcoin price. That seems to be one of the markets that has been moving quite a bit. Market at the moment just shy of the 1.3 million rand mark, almost a little over half of what the a kilogram of gold price would be at current levels. The Bitcoin price actually doing relatively well considering how under pressure it's been for the majority of the year.
Yeah, I mean, that's quite an interesting asset class, you know, and most so if you look at that Bitcoin and gold comparison. If you look at it from a volatility perspective, as you've mentioned, Bitcoin has been well under pressure, you know, for much of, you know, 2026. And on the upside, you've seen that gold has performed considerably well, you know, in terms of the pricing of gold, and again, being a good gauge of that geopolitical, flare points and flare ups. So you see, you know, that investor flow, especially when you're chasing, when you look at, for example, Bitcoin and its speculative nature, and including that's institutional buy into that asset class. So yeah, and now the Bitcoin is recovering. You're seeing that price level stacking up, and of course gold is still, you know, elevated. I mean, it's still capturing good levels. It's come quite a long way, and so at this point, you know, of 2026, I think, Yeah, gold has really, as an asset class, really captured that sentiment in terms of, even that investor flow, capturing that geopolitical sentiment, to be specific. And of course, now you're seeing that recovery coming into Bitcoin. And of course, with that speculative nature in terms of that investor flow, that comfort, in terms of going into a more riskier asset as a crypto, as some would classify it. So I think that's that investor flow that's also being captured between the two instruments.
Terence, can we take a look at international markets, the sentiment there? I mean, US markets at the moment are in the green, but European markets kind of struggling along through the day. Asian markets, a bit of a mixed bunch. Equities really not doing the best this week, but I suppose they have had their time in the sun. They have been running as well. So best could be relative to at the time that you're looking at the market.
Yeah. I mean, and a good gauge of the market sentiment is if you look at our own South African rand in terms of how it is faring, is a gauge within those markets, because again, rand strength is showing, strong investor inflow in South Africa as well. I mean, there's that aspect of the rand in terms of the value, and it captures, and as a barometer, so to speak, of investor flow. So when you see the rand strengthening, other markets, a mixed bag, as you've mentioned, that shows that, as a destination, you're seeing quite a lot of inflow into, South Africa as a destination. So, and I mean, one of the big factors is, as we mentioned earlier on, if we look at, where the commodity such as gold has been for much of 2026, though that's very strong figures that we're looking, in terms of, the resource sector, and that's been quite a strong pricing that has come through when you've seen that push in the price of gold. So that would benefit the South African rand considerably, also being quite an exporter into the market. So, and as a commodity on demand, as I mentioned earlier, capturing that geopolitical risk sentiment. So I think, when we look at the markets and we look at, the strength of the rand, you just see how that story, connects in terms of, as South Africa in comparison to the other markets.
Markets are reporting some good numbers at the moment, I suppose. Depending on which markets you are particularly looking at, we'll take the win. That is the rand remaining below 16 rand as we head towards the weekend Jackson Hole Symposium. All the eyes are on US and other central banks as they meet around the world, as they meet in Wyoming to take a look at how it is that they might be charting out future policies. Independent analyst Terence Hove joining us to take a look at markets and try and make sense of them.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.